$2.11 on the dollar for a net ROI of $8.09, and Springfield spent 51 cents on the dollar for a net ROI of 96 cents. Obviously, we're not pleased with where we are with respect to Springfield, but I think this is clearly a reflection of where Springfield is, both in terms of the maturity of its donor base and how we access that. Most of the major donors for Springfield are not Springfield's alumni, but in fact, it's friends of the university and friends of that region. And I know Susan and I have, as we're working to secure a new vice chancellor for the campus, replacing Vicki Meganson, this is one of the major foci that we have as we go forward and trying to find a new person to lead us in this effort. I think we've done very well. We achieved the $28.7 million campaign total for the Springfield campus, but we also recognize it's a unique place, and we're going to try to make sure that we're allocating the people, that the fundraisers that we have on the ground, in ways that really take advantage of where Springfield's effective donor bases are. So going forward, what's important? What do we really need to do? How do we significantly increase private gift support for the U of I? And we are going to have to, and I, next time I come and report back, I do want to provide some peer data as it relates to Big Ten and Big 12, Pac-12 counterparts and so forth. But clearly, one of the things that is going to be critical for us is that, one, we have more effective boots on the ground. In other words, our fundraising staff has to be, I think, we really have to look at ways of making sure those people who are fundraising staff are doing fundraising and not being asked to do other things, even though the other things are kind of important. But fundraisers need to raise monies, not lick envelopes or communicate or write newsletters. And that sometimes happens because of just the shortage of staff in some of our units. Also, I think a critical thing is this has to be a we're on this, all in this together. Critical to fundraising is leadership, leadership by our faculty, leadership by our deans, leadership by our senior leadership. We're all aware of that, and one of the things that I think is critical, and this is from a best practices standpoint, I think when new faculty come on board, we need to do a much more effective job of, number one, educating them about the importance of fundraising for the university, especially private fundraising, what our expectations what are our expectations of them, and what they can count on from us. And then we need to make sure that as we work with our faculty and academic leaders that we also not only set goals and expectations, but we assess as to how we do with respect to those expectations. We need to do some of the same things as it relates to the units as a whole. Our target in this, you know, clearly we had a significant target in this campaign, but quite honestly, it was the only target. And I think we need to be more target-oriented as it relates to annual giving, as it relates to major gifts. We also have to really focus, and Larry pointed this out in his report, we cannot leave any rock unturned as it relates to our opportunities of seeking money from our corporate partners, especially those that are strategically linked to us. And we must do a better job of leaving no rock unturned as it relates to private foundations. The reason this is critical, foundations by law have to give away 5% of their assets each year. We need to have proposals in front of them. And one of the things I will show you next time is that I think there's some evidence that we could do better in that regard. So all that said, we had a tremendous campaign. I think we're doing very well, but can we do better? Absolutely. I know last night we had a celebration on the Urbana campus with our development staff, and we celebrated the idea that we were doing $250 million a year overall. But one of the things I said, in 10 years, we have to double this. In fact, we have to more than double our new business if we are going to not only catch up with our peers, who we want to, but most importantly, for us to be in that position that we know that we have been in and what we want to be, and that is be really one of the leading difference makers, not only in the state, but also this nation and for our students and faculty. So I'm